Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with Terry Pierce. Terry is the author of Leading Out Loud, among other books. He's one of the top leadership experts in the galaxy. He's taught this topic in universities, to corporations, and in front of audiences as a keynote speaker. The book, Leading Out Loud, is out in third edition, newly revised. So that's good news. That tells you it's already been judged and approved and reproduced. And we, in the previous segment, Terry, thanks again for hanging out with us. In the previous segment, we talked about whether, you know, what are the fundamentals of leadership that haven't changed, and what are things around that are sort of orbiting around leadership that the environment that have had an impact on it. And that was a very, very interesting discussion. But one of the things you have in the book is what you call the four parts of personal leadership, a personal leadership guide, creating shared content, building trustworthiness, describing the future, and committing to action. Talk to us about those. Talk about the competence and the trustworthiness first.
Well, absolutely. You know, in the first part of the book, and you and I talked about this a little bit, I want to really emphasize that a leader has to really know themselves, and you made this point that if you don't know your values and you're able to express them, then you're probably not going to be able to lead. The other thing is to learn how to connect with others, and it's primarily through narrative and story and metaphor and analogy to really learn how to use the language to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And this guide that I've described is a tool that has four parts to it, and the reason I like to emphasize this is because it makes things conscious that aren't. So the first one you mentioned, which is to build trustworthiness and establish competence. Most people who are in leadership positions, at least, have established their competence in some way, at least if they're in an organization. Otherwise, they wouldn't have that opportunity.
Right.
But building trust is something different. It's being able to show that you not only care about yourself, but you care about others, and that you have some way of expressing that. So expressing empathy by acknowledging resistance ahead of time, being able to express gratitude in a way that people actually understand that you appreciate them. These are ways that we build trustworthiness over time.
Mm-hmm.
And competence, of course, is primarily through your work experience, your life experience, and your education that shows in some way that you have a grasp of the subject matter. So
well, one of the things
of those. Yeah,
one of the things we were talking about when we went to the break was my word consistent. And you and I were debating that a little bit, and I think consistency is important to trustworthiness. When I say that, what I mean is people need to believe that they know where you stand. And if you jump around, if you don't, as you said a minute ago, you don't know your own mind, that doesn't lead to trustworthiness, does it?
No, that's correct. I dickered with you a little bit on the word consistency, because of course somebody can be consistently evil and
right.
Doesn't mean that we'll trust them, but it's absolutely a requirement. You have to do what you say that you'll do in order to gain trustworthiness.
Mm-hmm. I love what Socrates said about that. He said to live your life with honor is to be in reality what you appear to be.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great shorthand for the word authenticity, which
exactly.
Has been around for a long time.
Exactly. Now. All right, let's talk about creating shared context.
Sure. This is something that we often forget because, you know, a leader is somebody that's really interested in a problem. And typically she will have studied this problem and know what it was like before and what it's like now and how he or she wants it to be in the future. So it's the ability to not only articulate, but actually to know and to study where we've been and where we are as the
right.
basis for where we're going.
So that's one of the reasons why it's a lot handier for a leader who's been around the block to do this than somebody who is still wet behind the ears who's become a leader.
No, that's right. And when you say been around the block, it means that they're really familiar with the situation. They're really
right.
familiar with the history of what it is that they're trying to change.
And in small business, what that means is, you know, whenever I talk to my employees about something, they know that the first person who ever did this, their job was me.
That's right. I'm the same way. I got two employees, and that's exactly right.
Yeah,
they know that I've done it.
That's called shared context. It's very powerful. It's a very powerful leadership tool, especially if you've got the goods to back it up. All right, the third one is declaring and describing the future. Are we supposed to be prophets?
Well, you know, it's interesting you'd mention that, because my minor in the undergraduate school was religious philosophy, and I was always interested in a debate that was like, well, are the prophets, you know, the way you and I are talking about, the prophet,
right?
Did they create the future or predict it?
Uh-huh.
And I always came down on the side of creation, that there isn't an aspect to creating the future that is declaring it.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that there have been great declarations over time that have actually begun huge movements and huge social change, like, you know, the freeing of the slaves,
right,
and the landing of a man on the moon. You know, that was all started by someone's dream, someone declaring.
Somebody was prophetic. Well,
exist.
But I do think, though, that this is another example of having experience. You may not be able to tell the future, but you sure can relate what may happen in the future to what's happened in the past.
Well, and that's one way that people can understand it.
Yeah.
As knowing, as we said, where we've been and where we are is the basis for where we're going. So,
and in,
we know.
And in 20 seconds, I got left, committing to action. What is that?
Oh, it just means that's the most important part of leading. That if you're not able to step out and actually take a risk of your own, you know, you're not able to take the march, you're not actually able to say, follow me up that hill, then you're not going to have any respect.
Take action. You can't be wishy-washy. Give us the website, Terry.
You bet. It's terrypierce.com. That'll find it, or leadingoutloud.com, either one.
And also wherever books are sold. Now you know you want this book, don't you, folks? Good job, Terry. Come back soon.
Thank you, sir, and thanks for having me on, Jim.
Enjoyed having you here. Terry Pierce, P-E-A-R-C-E is his name. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.